From Michigan Radio, this is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Late last week, Amazon created a huge splash by announcing plans to build a second headquarters in North America. The online retail behemoth dropped a request for proposals, an RFP, online, and let the competition begin. Governor Snyder immediately declared Michigan would be perfectly positioned to welcome Amazon with open arms. Economic leaders in Southeast and West Michigan say they want to make a pitch for the Amazon project. And of course, there are the likes of New York, Chicago, Dallas, Boston, and other big cities. Chad Livengood of Cranes Detroit has been comparing what Amazon is looking for with what Michigan can offer, and he joins us now via Skype. Chad, this is pretty much a jump ball, isn't it?
Totally, yeah. It's going to set off an interstate bidding war. I mean, if you take away taxpayer incentives, that will obviously be part of this because they want basically, you know, a legislature that's malleable to them for this. There's a couple of big areas, glaring areas, where Michigan, Southeast Michigan, and Detroit in particular just don't meet what their RFP calls for. The big first one is mass transit. They want quick access to an international airport. We have a world-class airport at Detroit Metro. We do not have a very good connection between downtown Detroit and the airports of the region, or to Novi and the airport, or Auburn Hills to the airport, if you ever try to take that drive. So that's one big like strike that we have, is we never built a commuter train system like Chicago, like Minneapolis and Dallas and Denver and so many other cities. And so that's one area we fall right below the minimum requirements that Amazon's talking about. The other big area is workforce and talent. We still lag behind some of those big peer regions in bachelor's degrees attainment. We do have world-class universities, but we have a problem of people getting their computer engineering degree at University of Michigan and then going to Chicago or Boston or Seattle to work for Amazon. And so we have a strategic issue there that we'd have to address, and Amazon wants to have quick and easy to access talent. Now, it could bring them back too. This certainly could be a major magnet overnight, and at the same time, it would create new competition with existing industry, namely the auto industry, for computer engineers who are becoming more and more hard to get for the big three and the foreign automakers that have big tech campuses in around Southeast Michigan. So you could see wages go up. You could see a big, big demand for those sectors. And then it brings quality of life issues like education, available housing. We're going to be building several thousand new units in and around downtown Detroit in the next couple of years. But just imagine putting 50,000 new people in greater downtown Detroit working every day. Not all of them are going to live downtown or be able to, or, you know, it could push other people out as it drives up prices and demands. We're talking about average annual salary and benefits of $100,000. Or more for these jobs at Amazon. So, you know, while it would be a big, huge boost, it would also just greatly change the landscape. And so you have to kind of adapt to that. And if you don't have a train system that can get people from the, you know, far-flung suburbs into the central city, then you have to start figuring out how would you possibly be able to handle this? Because, my Lord, I mean, 50,000 more cars on the lodge and 75 every day. Holy traffic jam, Batman.
Indeed. And speaking of trains, let's pivot right over to your news story for Cranes Detroit and what the Maroon family is thinking of for Michigan Central Station. As everyone who was around in 1988 remembers, that's when the train stopped running at Michigan Central. The Maroons bought the building in 95, have taken a lot of heat for letting it basically sit and rot for the better part of two decades. But you've talked to Matthew Maroon. What's he got in mind?
Well, on Tuesday, I sat down with Matthew Maroon. He laid out an idea, a vision of having trains at the train station again, making the train station a hub again for Amtrak and also connections to the high-speed rail in Ontario that takes people to Toronto and probably on to Montreal, and also having a direct shot rail, commuter rail to Detroit Metro to solve one of the issues that Amazon is going to want if they were to come to Detroit. And literally the next day, Amazon drops this big proposal. And so they are sort of related here in that if you're going to try to bridge the gap between Metro Detroit and downtown's core, rail and or BusRapid Transit seem like the two best technologies right now, because it's changing. You know, autonomous cars are going to change everything, probably. But technologies right now that could make and bridge that gap. It's an audacious, ambitious idea from Matthew Maroon, the son of Matty Maroon, owner of the Ambassador Bridge and a big trucking company empire. But he's kind of floating this out here to try to get some people thinking about, could this be on the map? I mean, and it would require a second queue line, basically, train running up and down Michigan Avenue to connect the central corridor, the central business district. Campus Martius is where Quicken Loans and other Dan Gilbert companies are, is 2 miles from the depot. But up until the 1950s, we still had a streetcar. The first half of the 20th century, the streetcar ran up and down that section. You can see the rails still in the road in Michigan Avenue along the brick area. It's, you know, big thinking, and some might think it's pretty pie in the sky. And for the Maroons, who are a pretty recluse organization, to kind of come out publicly with this idea, different day at the Maroon headquarters.
Now, your piece in Crane says this price tag could be north of $100 million. Do you think the Maroons are serious enough about this to put their money into it, or are they looking for public money?
You know, that's the price tag to fix the building. I mean, that's the minimal price tag, probably. I mean, a lot of people think it's $300 million for a complete transformation. What they're throwing this train station idea into is how to utilize the existing infrastructure there better, in particular the concourse, which sits 3 stories high, 54-foot ceilings, and it's a hard to reproduce and make something different out of that first floor concourse. The tower on that thing is 13 stories from there. Given the demand that's increasing for office space and residential, especially high-end residential, you know, you could plausibly on paper get the tower filled, they say, but the big elephant in the room, so to speak, is that concourse. And that's why Maroon says, why don't we make that a transit hub again of some sort and get foot traffic in there? He doesn't want it to be a castle. He wants some public use to it. So yeah, when you start injecting the word public use, it's going to probably require public dollars. It won't be all privately financed. At the same time, Matthew Maroon also says if they could get a Fortune 500 company just to move in and take up the whole place, he probably wouldn't turn that deal down.
Interesting. Something to keep our eye on as this as he runs this idea up the flag to see who salutes. Chad Livengood, Crane's Detroit Business. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks for having me.